Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and on this edition of Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown artists that had hits while they were not on the Motown label, either before or after they were Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, the Four Tops, and the Isley Brothers, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Fate. the downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. I guess you could say that it's all because of you.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah.
Well, that was a Motown memory with the Four Tops. That song was called Keeper of the Castle, and that reached number 10 from 1972. That was the Four Tops' first hit after they left the Motown record label, and that was on the Dunhill record label. Well, before that, we heard from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me, and that was released on the Buddha record label. And we started with Marvin Gaye's only non-Motown hit. This was his last song before he was murdered by his father in 1982. This song reached number 3, Sexual Healing, and released on the Columbia record label, 5 years after his last Motown song. Well, you found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this entire hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had hits other than on the Motown record label. Well, coming up, Michael Jackson's first number 1 song, this time on the Epic record label. Well, producer Quinton Jones recalled in 1984 that Michael wasn't sure at all that he could make a name for himself on his own. And me too, I had my doubts. Well, Quincy was referring to Michael's first solo LP in 4 years. The last one was called Forever Michael, recorded while he was still an integral part of the Jackson 5 and part of the Motown record label. Well, in 1976, the Jackson 5 switched to Epic Records and became the Jacksons. Michael had a solo deal with the label as well. By the end of 1978, the brothers had delivered their Destiny album, and Michael was ready for a solo flight. Here he is, Michael Jackson, right here on Motown Memories.
You could keep on because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like it.
on the World Wide Web. MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That was Diana Ross. That was Why Do Fools Fall in Love, an old Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers song from the 1950s. But this one was 1981, number 7, the first song she recorded on the RCA record label. And we started with the first on the Epic record label for Michael, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. This is the home of Motown Memories, and I'm Tom Fallon. And I'm featuring songs released on other than the Motown record label by Motown artists. Well, coming up, the second great song from the Four Tops after they left the Motown record label, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got. Well, in 1972, the group left Motown for the ABC Dunhill record label, where it quickly recorded a couple of million sellers, Keeper of the Castle, which we heard earlier, and this song, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Love. It proved to be only a brief pop resurgence for them, although the group continued to hit the R&B top 20 with songs like Seven Lonely Nights and Catfish. The Four Tops, right here on Motown Man.
Make
Isley Brothers with That Lady, Part 1, that reached number 6 in 1973 on a record label called Teaneck. Well, the Isleys in 1967 went to England after they left the Motown record label to try to sustain their career, and they came back in 1969. They added a second generation of brothers, Ernest and Marvin, as well as brother-in-law Chris Jasper and non-relative drummer Everett Collins. They began recording for their own label called Teaneck Records, which was named after their adopted hometown of Teaneck, New Jersey. Well, before that, we heard the Four Tops, Ain't No Woman Like the One I Got, number 4 from 1973 on the Dunhill record label. Well, that brings this half hour to a close. Coming up during the next half hour, more great songs from Motown artists recording on non-Motown record labels. Right here on Motown Memories.